We'll move on to question four, and we'll start with Steve Smith. Question four is, how can Pinedale take advantage of local amenities to create a more sustainable economic future? 1 minute.
Well, local amenities certainly play a part in people that move to our community, be they retired people coming from elsewhere or young families moving into the community. We have a lot of new amenities that are wonderful facilities, again, a byproduct of the oil and gas industry in Sublette County. Many of us moved here before those amenities were in place, and we moved here for the outdoor opportunities for recreation, small town values, and those sorts of things. So that amenities will play a part, but I think we also look forward to how we continue to maintain such a great quality of life here in Pinedale and Sublette County.
Dave Hole, I think our biggest amenity is we have two. One is our setting, and the other is our people. The economic base for years has been, as I mentioned before, tourism, the agricultural industry, and government. They've been fairly stable, and that's one of the things that's allowed Pinedale to remain the attractive town it is. And with minerals now at a sustainable, stable level, that gives us a good base. I see one problem, however, in some ways we're beginning to price ourselves out of stability. Housing costs are so high that the BLM is having trouble retaining employees, which is causing them to start to think about leaving town. So we need to be a little careful about, you know, about how grandiose we get on our economic expectations.
This is Tim Lingle. I'd like to see Pinedale take advantage of the gas field as much as they take advantage of us. I'd like to see some gas production facility here that you know, produces electricity. I mean, that's what we're using it for, and we're shipping it off to Opal, we're shipping it off to Chicago now, and why not produce energy right here locally? You know, and I think clean gas energy would be a model for the country so that we produce it here. We continue with, you know, the excellent hunting and fishing that, you know, has been such a part of this community by producing green energy. So I think that's what I'd like to see the Pinedale's future be.
This is Chris House. I don't like the phrase take advantage here in this question. I find it kind of offensive. I mean, we have world-class amenities all around in our surrounding area, and I believe that we also have world-class amenities here, as was mentioned earlier, in our people and in our community. There's no place better, in my opinion. I think all that we need to do is keep that in mind and work with the Chamber and the Tourism Board and promote these where necessary to get the right people here and continue on as we're doing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dave Olchek. Local amenities are great here. How can we develop them for a sustainable future? I really support the Museum of the Mountain Man's growth. I think that Clint Gilchrist and Lori Hartwig have some really spectacular proposals for the development of the museum over there. Look what the Buffalo Bill Historical Center has done to Cody. I'm a big fan of the hockey rink here. In terms of future things, I think we need more in terms of bike paths, like going down to Bargerville and Boulder. I think nature exercise walks are a great way we can add to our local amenities. I'm a big fan of pedestrian pathways. And I fully support the development of the golf course expansion. You know, the BLM is going to give the community about 220 acres, the cost of $100 for the development of expansion of the golf course. And I am fully supportive of things like the archery club and the gun club and like that.
We'll move on to question five, and we'll start with